name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. This time of year, we tend to think of being a time of celebration. And here we are, right in the middle of the season of Christmas, on the sixth day of Christmas, right before New Year's. We have the church decorated with candles and poinsettias and wreaths. It's a time of celebration. And here we are, celebrating a life. And today, we say goodbye to a truly remarkable individual. Dr. Kanzelman was somebody that I had the privilege of getting to know. I enjoyed my time being able to sit and listening to her. Got to sit and listen to stories of her life. I listened to stories of her profession. And I'm sure to their horror, I listened to stories of her children. There were no family secrets with Dorothy. Dorothy was many things. She was a barrier breaker. She was a caring doctor, a loving mother, a devout Christian, and most of all, a beloved child of God. There are so few times that we can say so much about a person. But she really had a life that we can celebrate, and a life that we should celebrate. And Dorothy also set an example that I think all of us can follow. Being the only female doctor in town for a while meant doing something that she loved despite criticism. And yet, she enjoyed it. And more than that, she helped countless children in this community. Many of you here had her as a doctor. And that is a lesson. To do what we love and to help the world is something that we can all learn from her. A week ago, I was moved when Jamie and John were in my office, and they showed me Dorothy's personal prayer book. This is an older prayer book. And it was interesting because I've never seen one like this. It was full of her own personal notes, had modifications, pages glued in, had pictures, and its pages were yellowed and frayed from use. This prayer book was clearly something that was well-loved. But more than that, it was something that showed her devotion to God and her life of prayer. So another lesson that we can all take from Dorothy is to have such a relationship with Christ, such a prayer life that we can all strive for. But today we are not just remembering her as somebody past. We're not just saying goodbye. We are commending our sister Dorothy to God. And this is a time that we grieve. It's a time that we grieve because we know we will see her again, but we do not know when. And we know it will be a while. Now our faith tells us that this time of departure is not forever. It's a temporary separation. But even being temporary, it's difficult, especially when we know so little about the next time that we'll meet. And even though we know it's temporary, grief is okay. It's normal. It's part of the process. It's part of life. Even Jesus wept at the grave of his friend Lazarus. And even though we know someone has gone on to heaven, and even though we know that she is now rejoicing, it's still okay for us to be sad, because we will miss her. But the Bible tells us that grief is not the end. The reading we heard from Lamentations says that God does not willingly grieve or afflict anyone. And it is in this time of grief that we can look to God for comfort. Both the very familiar 23rd Psalm, the one that we're so used to saying at funerals, as well as this gospel reading, talk about God as the shepherd. We heard, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." And we heard Jesus say, "I am the good shepherd." Now, I have to be honest, I've never been too sure I really like being compared to sheep. I mean, they're not exactly the brightest of animals. And usually, when people get compared to sheep, it's usually saying that they're mindlessly following about without really thinking about it. So something we should probably get out of our heads is that these passages have anything to do with us. They're not about us. What they're about is that these passages are about God. They're about God being the shepherd. And when you think about God being a shepherd and how much responsibility a shepherd is in a human life, what this says about God is truly amazing. It says that God is not willing to give up on us. Jesus says, "I lay down my life for my sheep." It's not just talking about Christ's ultimate sacrifice on the cross, but the everyday sacrifice that Christ has of caring for us, the responsibility that Christ takes on for us. "I lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." Christ will go to any length to care for us. And it doesn't matter how deep in grief we are, God is there for us. It does not matter how ill we are, God is there for us. It does not matter even if we die, God is there for us. Our good shepherd has cared for us from the time we were born. He cares for us as we age. He cares for us as we go for the good times. And he cares for us through the difficulties. And so here we are today, celebrating this life that touched so many of us. And as we celebrate Dorothy's life, we're not celebrating a life that is over. We are celebrating a life that still speaks to us through our memories of her. We are celebrating a life that so many have because it was helped and influenced by her. And we are celebrating a life that continues on with God. All life that we celebrate is a life that is lived with God. It is the life we are given, and it is the life that we all have to come. All of our lives are to be celebrated because they are gifts from God. They are gifts from the God who cares for us, who is our good shepherd. Amen.